You feel it. Dark, clinging, insidious latex covering your body, creeping into your senses, reminding you of your very real and abiding and ever-growing fetish. When it so much as touches your skin, you're awakened to the sensation. And you know that as latex is a texture, a material, an application over all else, it is an exciting form that can be applied to so many activities, sexual and otherwise. A suit covering your body, and attached to it, and attached to you. So many components, so many additions for better entraining you to a greater and greater level of latex fetishism. You just have to accept it because you craved it enough to come here, knowing what words would be put in your head and what applications of latex-derived fetish would be applied to your body, mapped onto all of you. Hear my voice. Feel your form. Feel that texture against you, smooth, well-maintained, shining latex, coating your body, awakening the part of your mind that just submits and sinks and lets sensation take over. The feel of the material. Rub your hands over your body. Explore it, and if you happen to touch some latex on the way, that's okay too. If you happen to brush your fingers across that smooth, shining material, that's all right. It excites you. It draws you in. Feel the surface you're laying upon. Feel my words as well as they vibrate their way into your head, take up root, awaken that part of you which replicates the latex fetish dominance produced in me, and then distributes it into your system, like a part inside of you, made for disseminating submissive, liquid desire to every bit, every bob, every little part of you, becoming part of a latex-fetished submission machine. And the more you fall into that fantasy, the purity of it, the comfort and care that comes with just being you, but coated in dark, insidious, reminding, fantasizing, tingling latex. Your whole body immersed in a darkly reflective second skin. That vision is alluring, tempting, but what's more tempting than having yourself covered in that latex outfit is having something applied beneath. Something to tease and stimulate no matter what happens. Something to add to every fantasy and fetish involving your outfit. What if, before the suit were applied to your lower body, your ass were slowly massaged, rubbed, and a lubricated finger slipped between the cheeks and began just pushing lube over the hole, sliding it over it. Perhaps your suit is nearby or already over your thighs, so you could grind downward against that latex material, reminding you. But still, if that were happening and you were in your latex fetish frame of mind, you'd be wondering where the latex interaction is, where there's something made of that material to brush against your body. And then, when your ass is nicely lubed up, the tip of a smooth latex plug, covered, coated, protected, and then slowly pushed into you, so you know the material, so you feel it sliding inside, filling your rear. First just the tip slipping in, spreading your hole, lubricating it. It's already vibrating, which makes you aware of its capabilities. But as soon as you note that fact, it ceases, and it's just a thin, curved toy being slipped in so that the curve of that plug points toward the front of your body, where it rubs some very stimulating places, In fact, when it brushes the right place, you feel the particular weight and consistency of the latex within. And once your ass is plugged, stuffed, spread just a few inches in, the toy stops, curved in there. You feel it plugging you up. You feel how it gets a little narrower at the base, locking it in your hole, which squeezes. And you squeeze it on purpose, so you can feel that material, and because you know it'll trigger another vibration, thrilling arousal through you. And then, when the device, the toy, the plug, is lodged in your rear, the suit slides seamlessly over, dark, reflective, sticking latex, covering and coating you closely, from toe up to your waist, up, and when it covers that toy, the toy seems to bond to the suit, attach itself to the inside of the suit, and it begins to pulse. You breathe deep. Notice how your breathing slows, and this makes the pulse slow down. Your ass squeezes tight around the toy, pulsing, pulsing, vibrating, stimulating. And even while it's inside of you, even while it's locked in the suit, it's going to keep that stimulation up. You are vulnerable to that squeezing impulse. Every time you clench your ass for any reason, whether it's because you're masturbating or seeing something sexy or just realizing you're in contact with what you are, your ass is going to get teased and vibrated in a very precise way. You notice buzz, buzz, buzz. The patterns of movement and vibration inside your ass pick up and spike in response to what you're doing. The hornier you let yourself get from that anal stimulation and the latex coating your lower body, the more you get immersed in that dark, shining influence, the more you get lost in just feeling yourself, just feeling your ass squeezed down, feeling how more of your body is interfaced with the latex than before, and because it's touching you, because it's attached to your outfit, it's going to influence you and be a tool that could be used if someone were to dominate you, if they wanted to say, good, you've done well. Your butt plug might vibrate in time with any other attachment on your body, begin to stimulate you, begin to reinforce that you should do whatever it is you're being rewarded for doing, giving one more channel of reward, a toy that's always on, always networked, always attached to your suit, a toy that's part of the pleasure of being in your latex immersion, in your submission, another way in which dominance can be asserted and remind you through the medium of your favorite fetish and the most insidious vibrating rumbles from within that echo through your whole lower body. Another way to remind you that you are submissive, latex-coated, and in this moment, mindless and blank in feeling, the vibration, the teasing, the trembling, the way that you could even be built up to orgasm this way, because the very fact that a latex butt plug vibrating your butt is making you feel good is enough to set you off, enough to trip you up, enough to keep you squeezing down, even though you know squeezing your ass around it makes it vibrate, provoking that plug, thinking about the toy in your ass too much makes it vibrate and buzz, makes it set all of you to trembling, so you'll have to hold on to something to keep yourself up, rubbing your thighs together to feel the latex coating on them, letting little moans escape or gasps or trembles as powerful, forceful, vibratory influence is added to the experience of wearing your latex outfit. Your butt is squeezing down, but whenever it does, the toy vibrates in response, a plug that responds to your status, that keeps track of how you are, knowing that if anybody told you, good, and snap their fingers, you feel the plug buzzing, buzzing, rewarding, reminding, encouraging you to keep doing whatever you were doing. That plug in your ass, when it's latex covered and coated, part of your suit, part of the influence, part of the control, part of your submission, and just envisioning it makes it more powerful. Just imagining being under the influence of your own suit, which includes an incorporated butt plug that vibrates in time to commands or to your state or to you being unwary enough to squeeze down on it and set it off. So you have to try and keep your ass relaxed. Try and keep your body from getting too horny, or else your plug will end up going off, end up buzzing you into oblivion. As you're just walking along, dominant grin, a hand on your shoulder, steering you to grab onto a nearby table, to hold yourself up on it with your latex-clad hands, and then a dominant hand sliding down your back, enjoying the way your latex suit feels, finding its way to your buttocks, slapping them. This makes your ass clench, which makes your toy vibrate, which makes you moan, bite your lip, clench your ass more, which makes it vibrate more, another slap on your latex-clad ass, smacking the material against you, and the heat and reverberation of it makes the toy move inside your butt, inside your butt, inside your latex suit, vibrating away. Whenever it is commanded, it will vibrate. Whenever you squeeze on it the wrong way or the right way, it will vibrate and buzz. And it's so hard to think when the plug first slides inside, passes through those nerve endings, passes through into your hole, and then you feel it weighing in there. But with time, it just becomes part of the ritual of wearing your suit. Part of the experience of being covered in dark latex is having your ass be spread and vulnerable, teased and vibrated, whensoever it suits the training purpose of that outfit, the overall purpose of your pleasure, submission, obedience. It's sliding inside, and if you move just the right way, it slips in and out, but the suit keeps it locked against you, keeps that plug in and teasing, trembling, squeezing around it, adding sensation. Let it in. Let the feeling of it into your brain. Imagine grabbing something just to stay up. A hand slapping your ass, making it vibrate, making that plug buzz and rock, sway and influence you every second. Smack, and then it buzzes. Slap, and you feel the pleasure building up in your whole body. There's a heat spreading from back there, spreading through your consciousness, through your form, and it just reminds you that dark, reflective latex takes you to a deeper place. A place of fetish and understanding, a place of fantasy and self-fulfillment, where just squeezing your ass on the toy until you cum yourself senseless is entirely possible. Give in to the squeezing, pleasurable movement of it. Whenever you move in your suit, it slides around a little inside you, and if you relax your ass to try and avoid triggering vibrations, that means the plug can move a little more, sway a little more when you walk. But if you clench tight to keep that type of movement from happening, it'll just start buzzing. Because whenever you clench too hard on your plug, it buzzes to bring you pleasure. Pleasure, pleasure, so much so if you just kept rhythmically clenching your ass, you'd eventually come. Your body's like that. Your body's trained for that. And it's becoming more and more in tune with a way of living where, if you squeeze your ass at the wrong or right moment, vibration might carry your thoughts away, leave you vacant, drooling, latex-clad, and trained. Makes you want to submit. Knowing that at all times you're only a few inches away from squeezing on your plug and triggering a vibratory storm that would set you off over your limit and leave you coming and mindless and caught up in the heat of it, coming and coming and coming blank, until you're too spent to do anything but droolingly, mutely follow along. Your suit trains you to be that way. Your latex fetish trains you toward a certain kind of submission, a dedication of self, which says that the type of temple you are becoming is the type where having a plug in your ass that's networked to your training suit and to the dominant instructions that come with it, having your ass vibrate every time you get spanked, is exactly the kind of thing that will make you more into what you already want to be. More into what you are trained toward every time you think the kind of latex thoughts I put out there for you. Turning yourself into a vision, a fantasy, an experiment, an idea, and all it takes is for your ass to shiver and vibrate every time it's spanked, every time you squeeze it too tight while you're in your suit, or every time you are commanded, vibrate and squeeze. Vibrate and buzz and ache and yearn, aroused. Fantasizing, feeling how you barely hold yourself up as the vibration just continues, a buzz and pulse that hits the sensitive nerve endings at the entrance to your ass and just sends that feeling up and up and up and your brain is just full of the buzzing pleasure of your suit, of your plug, of your attachments, and the whole network of latex-related thoughts which just manufacture submission inside of you and dump it into your brain and body. Your plug is part of that. Your plug is part of your suit, part of your experience, part of you. Move the right way or the wrong way, and it will start buzzing. If you are commanded, it will start buzzing, vibrating, teaching, training. When you do the right things, the buzz rewards you. And slowly you become adjusted to just realizing that trained that way is how you are, how you've wanted to be, how your fantasies of latex control have made you. And you're just gonna have to squeeze, feel the buzz, submit, and wait for the next command.